is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Francis Alonso reporting. Pope Francis has called for an immediate ceasefire in Syria. The previous international efforts to establish a ceasefire quickly eroded throughout the country's conflict that has stretched on for more than 5 years. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The Pope addressed the ongoing conflict during his weekly general audience at the Vatican Wednesday.
Con senso di urgenza, che rinnovo il mio appello, implorando.
He said a halt in fighting should be put in place long enough for civilians, particularly children, to escape areas subject to bombings. The most recent attempt at a ceasefire was a short-lived U.S.-Russian brokered deal focusing on the battered northern city of Aleppo. Monitors said Tuesday Russian jets resumed heavy bombing in rebel-held eastern districts of Aleppo, killing more than 20 people. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Lawyers for Saleh Abdeslam, the main suspect in last year's devastating Paris terrorist attacks, said they will no longer defend him because of his own willingness to answer questions about his alleged involvement in the attacks. Frank Burton said Wednesday in an interview with France's BFM TV, said, "We don't think he will speak and he will use his right to remain silent. In that position, what would you like for us to do?" Abdeslam was arrested after a massive manhunt in Brussels, Belgium, 4 months after the Paris attacks took place. 12 people died in Myanmar's Rakhine State in recent clashes between armed men and troops on Wednesday, according to state media. 4 soldiers and 1 attacker were killed on Tuesday. Samsung Electronics Wednesday slashed its latest quarterly profit estimate by a third. It comes after the highly damaging recall crisis of the Galaxy Note 7. This is VOA News.